This Sunday, a lot of people is getting the chicken fried up and getting all the dinner and stuff ready, the sweet rolls and the mac and cheese, and getting ready for a big Super Bowl get together. Amen. And more people today in this United States of America, they're going to be watching that game, Super Bowl. But my mind today is on a Super God. Amen. On Super Bowl Sunday. That's where I'm interested in, is serving a super God that can do super things. We just heard a song from Sister McDonald where it said, "He is everything I need." Amen. Amen. I want to tell you, he's everything you need. Until the world realize that, we're going to be in a bad situation. We got to realize we cannot do nothing without this super God. Amen. And we're praying and we're asking God to work in this world and let folks see that God is the answer. Amen. Huh? Amen. He is able to turn it around. Why? Because he's super. Amen. How many know nobody like God but God? All by himself. And I want to say he is an awesome God. Amen. Not only a super God, but he is an awesome God. Amen. He is a powerful God. God can work wonders. Amen. Only thing you got to stand back and look and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. It ain't nothing we got to do. We ain't got to put our hands in nothing. We ain't got to try to fight nobody. Put up your sword, Peter. Come on, somebody. I got this, and I got you. How many know God is in control? Praise God. That's why he's super. Super meaning that he can do all things. If you need him over here to the right, you got a problem or trouble, I want to tell you, only thing you got to do is call on the Lord. And he will come to your rescue. Praise God. If you got a problem over here to the left, amen, something ain't going right. Sickness in your home, trouble in the land, call on God. How you know, Pastor? I tried him and he works. Praise God. He won't fail you. Amen. He won't embarrass you. Praise God. He will do what he said he would do. And he do it well. Amen. I am excited about this super God. A God that can do all things. Amen. We living in a time now, people is depressed. They so depressed. I got a call this week. Person just so depressed. Amen. Can't eat, can't sleep. All down and out. But I want to give you some recommendation. Amen. You know how when you go to the doctor, he give you a prescription. He recommend you to take this meds or that meds. But I'm recommend you today to take Jesus. Amen. Jesus is better than any medication. Only thing you need to do, just turn it over to the Lord. How many know when you turn it over to the Lord, huh? The Lord will work it out. Praise God. Hey. Amen. We are, huh? I said, we are too blessed to be stressed. We are too anointed to be disappointed. We are too equipped to be whipped. Because we serve a mighty God. We serve a God that can do all things. And this song came to me, number 43 in our hymn books, praise God. The title of this song is, What a Mighty God. Amen. What a mighty God. Amen. It said here, our Father's wondrous work we see in the earth, sea, and sky. He rules over all in majesty from his royal throne on high. Won't he do it? Praise God. It said the raging winds and waves are calm. And when he say to them, be still, the heaven praise him in a psalm, and the angel do his will. Hallelujah. It said he makes, amen, world by his command. Huh? He weighed the mountain great and high. He makes the water in his hand and span the lofty starlit sky. Hallelujah. Our God. Hello, somebody. I say our God to save from sin control. He gave his son a what? Sacrifice. His grace abounding in the soul make the earth a paradise. Then the chorus said, what a mighty God we serve. Huh? What a mighty God we serve. Reigning now, not tomorrow, but reigning now above on his throne of love. What a mighty God we serve. Praise God. That's why I get excited talking about this super God, this mighty God, this awesome God, this powerful God that can do all things. Amen. Praise God. We serve a big God who has big plans for you. Amen. What do you need? Amen. What do you need from God? Amen. He can do it. Praise God. Ephesians, the third chapter and the 20th through the 21st verse. I'm going to tell you what he can do. Praise God. The Bible said, it said now. Amen. I want to tell you he can work now, not later. Amen. Now it said unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Now that's what my God can do. That's what makes him super. He knows the present. He knows the future. He knows what you need before you ask of thee. Praise God. It said now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the what? Power that worketh in us. Amen. He got to have something to work with. We got to make sure we got the power within us. Amen. Amen. Got the super God within us. Praise God. Amen. And it's nothing impossible for God. It said here, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. So that's some great consolation this morning to know that he is able. He is able right now. I say he is able right now to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Praise God. What are you asking God for? What are you thinking in your mind? Amen. He knows your thoughts. He knows what you need. And I'm here to tell you, he can and shall supply all your needs according to his riches. Amen. Won't he do it? Amen. I say, yes, he will. Amen. He ain't lost a battle. God is able. Amen. I'm just going to trust right in the Lord. Praise God. I said I'm just going to trust in the Lord. All right, let's turn over here to Hebrew. Hebrew the seventh chapter. Amen. Praise God. Hebrews 7. And let's get that 25th verse. I believe that's what I need right there. Amen. Amen. Praise God. All right. What did it say there? It said, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. So, amen. We serve this super God, amen, that can save all of us. Amen. It's nothing, amen, that God cannot do. Praise God. You may be afraid. You may have some anxiety going on. You may have some mental illness happening. But I want to tell you, God is able to save you. Amen. He's able to give you deliverance. He's able to heal you. He's able to make you a new creature in Christ. The Bible says, 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a what? New creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. We don't have nothing to fret about. We don't have nothing to be depressed about. Amen. Because this super God can work right today. Amen. Right today. I said this super God can work right in this Super Bowl Sunday. Oh, yes, he can. Amen. He's the one we need to be gazing at. He's the one that we need to be watching. He's the one that's going to help us when everything fails. Come on, somebody. Amen. Super Bowl just last one Sunday, but God lasts 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. Come on, somebody. And 365 days a year. Praise God. That's who I want to put my trust in. That's who I want to, amen, depend upon, is Jesus Christ. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. When you fall, he picks you up. Praise God. When you fall, he brushes you off. When you fall, he picks you up and holds you by the hand and let you know you can make it anyhow. Amen. Praise God. And that's why I boast on this super God. Praise God. That's what I boast on this awesome God. Because he's there all the time. Bible said he will never leave us, not forsake us. He will be with us until the end of the world. Praise God. Amen. All right, now let's turn now to Psalms. Amen. And see what Psalm says over here. Psalms 146. I'll just thank God for this super God this morning. I just thank God that we can depend on him in our the pressure times. Amen. In our hard times. In our struggle times. He's right there. I mean, you know, he's right there. Praise God for us. All right. Psalms 146. Praise God. Amen. 146, 8, verse 2:10. Now listen up, church. It said, the Lord opened the eyes of the blind. Thank God. Amen. I don't care how blind you are. God can open up the blind eyes, the natural blindness, as well as the spiritual blindness. The Lord can open up the eyes of the blind. Amen. That's what make him super. Praise God. The Lord raises them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked, he turneth upside down. Come on, somebody. That's why it don't pay to be wicked.
Amen. Do we have any wicked folks in here? Praise God. It's all right. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, the Lord can make you. He can heal you. He can make you strong, because if you continue to stay in your wickedness, the Bible said you will bow down and the Lord, amen, right here, let's see now. He said, here it is, but the way of the wicked, he turned it upside down. I don't want the Lord to turn me upside down. Amen. So I don't play in the wicked city. Don't play in wickedness. Amen. It will drive you to a place where you don't want to go. But I want to tell you, when you living for God, when he opened your eyes, amen, the Bible said the Lord opened the eyes of the blind. The Lord raised them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. Amen. I thank God. That's you and I. He loves us. Ain't God good? He loves us so good. When we fall, he's there for us. Amen. When struggles come, he's right there to relieve it. Ain't God good? Thank God. I said, thank God for a super God. I said, thank God for awesome God. Thank God for a powerful God. A God can do everything but fail. Praise God. But the Bible said, it said, but the Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked, he turneth upside down. It said, the Lord shall reign, how long? Forever, even thy God. O Zion, unto all generation. Praise ye the Lord. Ain't God good? Amen. He don't just reign, amen, when trouble times come or whatever, but he reigns forever. He reigns, amen, when good times going on. He reigns, amen, when bad times going on. He reigns forever. Praise God. Sometimes you know you got a friend sometimes. Seem like when you need him the most, when you need that person the worst, he's nowhere to be found. He's not available. But I'm so glad. Praise God. I say I'm so glad that God ain't that way. He will show up and he will show out. He will do what he said he would do. He'll stand by you. He will never leave you. That's why we can say, praise ye the Lord. How many know he's worthy? I said, how many know he's worthy to be praised? I do believe in this time that we're living in. I do believe in this perverse and crooked nation. We need to be more encouraged to praise the Lord. Praise God. It's something about when you praise the Lord, the battle ceases. Amen. It's just something about when you praise the Lord, the mountain be removed. Praise God. You don't have to pity and you don't have to mope and grumble and complain. But I want to tell you to look up to this God in the universe, this God that made the guiding star, this God will lead that guiding star to the birth of Jesus Christ. I'm talking about God. Amen. A powerful God. Praise God. Amen. It don't matter how big the mountains may be in your life, but God can even move it out of the way, period, with a T. Come on, somebody. Or he can give you the grace to climb that mountain. Come on, somebody. Almighty God can do whatever he want to do and however he want to do and whenever he want to do it. Amen. The only thing we need to do is wait on the Lord. I'm in the no church. When you wait on the Lord, the Bible say what? He shall renew your strength. He shall mount up your wings as eagles. Ye shall run and not be wearied. And ye shall walk and not faint. On the last, he said it again. Wait, I say on the Lord. So I want to tell you, don't run ahead of this super God. Wait on him. Amen. Sometimes it looks real hard and tough, and you beat a move and trying to do it on your own. But wait right there on the Lord. Amen. You done move, and he was right there ready to help you out. Come on, somebody. Wait on the Lord. All right, let's move. We still in Psalms. We just want to move to the next chapter. We was in 146, but now we want to move to 147. Amen, 147. Amen, the third verse through the fifth. I'm just trying to tell you what this super God can do for us. Amen, how outstanding he is. Amen. The Bible says he healeth the broken in heart. Amen. Do we have any broken hearts out here this morning? I'm here to tell you he can heal your broken heart. Praise God. And bind up their wounds. Amen. He telleth the number of the stars. Amen. He calleth them all by name. Great is our Lord of what? Great power. Praise God. His understanding is infinite. Come on, somebody. Won't he do it? Amen. He said, great is our Lord and of great power. Praise God. He's not a weakling God. He's not a God that cannot prevail. He's not a God that cannot distribute. Amen. He will do what he said he would do. We serve a God that never lost a battle. Amen. You know, everybody want to be on that team that's undefeated. Praise God. But I want to tell you, we serve a God that's undefeated. Amen. Mighty God. A God ain't never lost a battle. A God that's, if you get involved with him, you will be on the winning side. Praise God. You can receive the winning ticket. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. We ain't no loser. Amen. Somebody say, where is God? God is just where he need to be. He taking notice. And when he need to move, he know when to move. Amen. Well, the question is, where are you? Do you know the man? Amen. Do you know the man? Praise God. Do you know Jesus for your personal Savior? Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah in this place. All right, now, let's turn to Isaiah. Isaiah, amen. The 40th chapter. And I think we're going to conclude our sermon on that verse there. Praise God. Isaiah, amen, the 40th chapter. Uh-huh. Verses what? 29-30. The Bible says, he giveth power to the faint. Won't he do it? And to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. And the young men shall utter fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, they shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be wearied, and they shall walk and not faint. Praise God. We don't have to faint by the wayside. We don't have to, amen, just throw the towel in. We don't have to be weary and well doing. On this journey, yes, we're going to have trials and temptation. Yes, on this journey, folks going to talk about us and call us everything but a child of God. Amen. Amen. On this journey, amen, folks going to, amen, try to trip you up and push you over. But I'm here to tell you, don't worry about folks, but put your trust in the Lord. How many know when you put your trust in the Lord? That's what matters.
Amen. God got your back. He see your enemy. Amen. The only thing he wants you to do is keep moving. Keep looking to the hill of whence cometh thy help. Knowing that the help comes from the Lord. Amen. If God is for you, who can be against you? Praise God. So I'm going to keep on keeping on. I'm going to do like the song said. I mean to go right on until the crown is won. I mean to fight the fight of faith until life on earth is done. I will never turn back. Defeat I shall not know, but God will. I said God will give me the victory if onward I go. You want victory? You got to keep going on.
That's right. Keep going on.
Second verse says, should opposition come, should foe obstruct my way, should persecution and fire be lit as in the ancient day. But with Jesus, come on somebody. I said with Jesus by my side, his peace within my soul, no matter. I said no matter. Huh? Ain't right? What does he say? If the battle is hot, I mean the wind to go. It's going to be hot sometime. Lord, doesn't it always act like everything's just going to be fine and dandy? It's going to be hot. But as long as Jesus by your side and his peace within your soul, amen, you're going to be all right. Amen. So let this super God work on this Super Sunday. Amen. Amen. Don't get gazing stuff and get your mind off to the Lord. Say, my mind going to be on the Lord. I ain't worried about the chicken wings. They done told y'all quit eating that chicken anyhow. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Let's fast. Let's fast and pray. Let's refrain from eating sometimes. I look around, I see a lot of fat heads. Amen. What did that mean? That means you're eating a lot. Let's calm down. Let's, amen. Praise God. Praise God. You'll feel better. You'll look better. Amen. You won't be so miserable. You won't be filling up the ER with strokes and heart attacks and high blood pressure. They got to open other facilities. The ER department, amen, don't have rooms to house everybody. So they have to open up little tents and little trailers and other places to get them into the for some help. But I want to tell you, in the fear of the Lord, my help comes from the Lord. Amen. I call on the Lord. Huh? Because this super God can do super things. God bless you.